The government are prepared to let Ian Taylor have a crack at his self-isolation trial. One can only hope they're going to give some of his fellow business colleagues a crack at the idea of sorting out MIQ. I mean, everyone sees MIQ for what it is. Liam Lawson, latest on the show this very week, telling us of his misery and anger at the crapshoot way that it still treats people. Well, my daughter was in line again yesterday, although yesterday, I can tell you, was completely different. Each time she has a crack, she gets a number like, 17,267. Worst, I think, was well over 22,300. See, at that number, you just roll your eyes, say something about it not being fair, wait until the window closes and go back to your day and make the appointment for the next time you line up with everyone else. But yesterday, her opening number was 3,260. OMG. Is the two-year wait about to be over? Is 3,260 a number that could actually get you a space? Those magical spaces, these 14-day rooms. 14 days, think about it. Remember when 14 days stuck in a crappy room was the actual story? Remember that? Remember when we kept hearing from people complaining about the food, about the boredom? Oh, God, to return to those days of comparative misery. These days, it's the weekly heartbreak of tens of thousands all over the world as they get given mad numbers that only mean one thing. You don't stand a hope in hell, sucker. But then, from 3,260... she was at 58. 58. Surely that is a ticket home. But then comes the message. Up pops the message. Rooms are low and about to run out. The window is due to close in a few moments. And then she's at 18. 1-8. 18. I mean, hell, they could stick the last 18 in one room, wouldn't you? Just say, look, you last 18, go. You're in. One room, they'd take that. But no. Window closes. Thanks for coming. It's over. 18 was close, but it wasn't close enough. And it's hard to know what to say to a daughter who's been in a multi-year queue and got that close. It is a cruel and heartless game. You're better off with a big laugh at the start. 22,000, 18,600, 12,500. You know where you stand. 58 to 18, that's a taste of the prize. That's so close it hurts. And it did hurt, believe me. Hurt her, hurt me. And the infuriating thing is, there is a better way, a points-based system, and the Ian Taylors have it, and they want to help. But the maniacs running this country don't want to know, and people like my daughter and thousands like her all over the world are paying the price.